The Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says its radars spotted the Boeing-made Scan Eagle drone after it intruded into Iranian airspace. The IRGC's naval forces say such drones are usually launched from giant airplane carriers. But the U.S. Fifth Fleet, stationed in Bahrain, has said no American drone has been lost in the Persian Gulf recently. The U.S. military, however, has already announced that it has stepped up espionage operations on Iran's Bushehr nuclear reactor. The Scan Eagle is a high-tech U.S. drone which continues to be upgraded with improved technology and reliability.
The various developments, various new innovations have been added to this craft, one of which, the world's smallest aperture radar, is called NanoSAR, which was added in 2009. Now, if that is on board, which most definitely is, UAV, then it makes this catch very, very important, because small aperture radars are a speciality of the U.S. and the technology is highly advanced.
The commander of IRGC's naval forces, Rear Admiral Ali Fadavi, says the force is ready to maintain peace and stability in the Persian Gulf region.
And today the IRGC has a significantly larger military presence in the Persian Gulf than it did during the years of Iraq's imposed war. Our enemies are only aware of some of our capabilities, and what they do know about the IRGC is very little compared to what they don't. We are fully prepared and in optimum condition.
Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi says Tehran will use the captured drone as proof to sue the U.S. for violating its airspace. Salehi says Tehran has previously warned Washington that Iran will protect and defend its sovereignty with all means. This is not the first time that U.S. drones create tensions in the region. Last month, IRGC fighter jets intercepted another intruding U.S. aircraft, forcing it to leave Iran's airspace. And almost a year ago, the Iranian military captured an advanced U.S. stealth drone on a spying mission some 220 kilometers inside the country near the border with Afghanistan. All these in addition to unauthorized U.S. drone attacks that have killed thousands of civilians in several countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Yemen.
This really, you know, is another indication that we're dealing with a Western rogue power that pays only lip service to international law and has no qualm about violating the sovereign territorial rights of other nations.